My dad would always, like, when I was a kid, would be in the car, and he'd, like, turn around and, like, quiz me, and he'd be like, who wrote that song? And I'd be like, I don't know, Led Zeppelin. Like, so I always, like, rock music first, because, like, that's what my dad always made me listen to in his car. And then I, like, started playing Guitar Hero. Like, I didn't really care about music that much, and then I started playing Guitar Hero a lot. And then I just started liking listening to music more, and then that led to me, like, and I was always, like, doing, like, little skits and stuff, so I was always pretty interested in theater and stuff. And then I kind of started liking music, and then theater, and then I liked musical theater, and then that branched out to me liking music so much.
A passion for music, a passion for theater, and a passion for performing. These are all things that senior Eric Bemenek enjoys. Eric is a singer in Select Sound, Ambassadors, and Greyhound Sound at Carmel High School. I'm Anna Nelson for WHJE, and you're listening to Music to My Ears.
Well, for 6th and 7th grade, I was in the general music class. Like, I wasn't really interested in performing that much. And then I did the musical 7th grade, and then I decided I wanted to do choir 8th grade. So that was my first year of choir. I sang for, like, 3 years, and then freshman year, I started really getting into instruments, and then I taught myself how to play guitar and drums and bass guitar and piano and all sorts of stuff. So now I play a lot of instruments as well as singing, but it started out as just singing. Freshman year, I was in just the freshman choir, the counterpoints, and then sophomore year, I made Ambassadors, and then I was in just Ambassadors sophomore year and junior year, and then this year, I'm in Ambassadors and Select Sound, which is the a cappella choir, and then I'm also in Applied Music, which is like a musical theater repertoire building class. So now I'm in three choirs, technically.
Catherine Coons is one of the choir directors at Carmel High School and has seen Eric progress tremendously since his freshman year.
Eric has progressed a lot since he started here. I mean, he always showed a lot of promise and talent. He came in as a freshman really energetic and just such a big personality. But I think when he was a freshman, he was more seen as kind of this exuberant, great performer and not necessarily recognized for being as amazing of a singer. He always had a good voice, but I think he was noticed more for maybe his personality on stage and his performance appeal. And then as the years have gone on, he has really fine-tuned his voice and really now become both a great performer as well as a really strong musician.
For like the theater shows that I'll do, we'll rehearse Monday through Thursday till 5, and then Ambassadors will rehearse in class as well as Wednesday nights 6 to 9, and then later Monday and Wednesday 6 to 9, and then Select Sound rehearses in class, and then I meet with an audition coach some nights, so it's pretty busy, but it's fun. If you practice outside of school, then when you get to rehearsal, it's way more fun because you don't have to worry about anything. So I spend a good bit of time practicing on my own. Making those strong friendships have been the most fun. Because like every friend, all my best friends, you know, are from Ambassadors. I feel like it does a good job of, like, fostering good people. Like, Ambassadors, like, it's a choir, but, like, I feel like, you wouldn't make Ambassadors if you weren't going to be a good person. I think, like, it's like, Ambassadors in, like, every sense of the word. Like, you know, you're a good ambassador to the school, to the community, to yourself. So I would say it's just, you know, it makes you a good person. So I like that. That's so cliche to be like, music changed my life. You know, I don't know. It's just something that I do pretty much all day, every day. And I love doing it, so, I mean, like, why stop, you know? I love it. Hard work will, like, beat talent when talent doesn't work hard. You know, that's like a cliche old saying, but, like, because it's so heavily, like, personal, like, don't compare yourself to others too much because everybody has, like, special gifts.
Yeah. His range has also increased tremendously. He started off as a real low bass and now is singing all the way up to high tenor pretty easily, which has made him really flexible and versatile in a lot of the choirs.
Singing is like so natural. Like it's just like something that like I always have to do. So like, I don't know, singing always makes me feel better. And then like performing, I just love like sharing what I've rehearsed with an audience. So it's just a great feeling. Honestly, like I couldn't tell you, it just always felt right. Like, I don't know, I learn most of my music that I play, like with instruments, by ear, which is kind of strange. Like I can read music, but like, I don't know, it just always felt like something I should be doing. And I always had a bit of a natural like knack for it. Like I was not good at sports or anything else, you know, and like I'm not dyslexic. Like I'm not very good at, you know, reading or writing. So I just thought music just seemed right for me. And like some people have it and some people don't, I just seem to, so. Well, I think like if music's done properly, it can make you feel any way that you want to feel, because it's art, so it's all subjective, it's all interpretive. It makes me feel like, it's pretty calming, I guess. It'll make you feel any way you want it to make you feel if you're listening to it correctly, I feel like.
You know, I can't even imagine this program without Eric. It's going to be really hard when he graduates this year. He is such a bright, shining light in every room that he walks into. He just has natural positivity and that. I mean, even when he's having a rough day, he walks in and is just bubbly and excited and funny. I mean, my gosh, he's probably one of the funniest people I've ever met, just naturally. And really has a way of making everybody around him better and happier. That's a great gift. Even as a teacher, sometimes on days when I'm feeling fatigued or down or whatever, Eric can walk in and it's like, oh, this is gonna be a good day.
Yeah, no, I plan on auditioning to go to college at either Belmont or University of Cincinnati or Columbia, Chicago. So I'm planning on majoring in musical theater in college. Just to be gainfully employed as a performer somewhere. I'm like, you know, it's cliche to be like Broadway, but like any working in a theater would be amazing.
All music in this piece was performed by the Ambassadors and Select Sound. For WHJE, this has been Anna Nelson. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.